From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. For years, California has faced the dueling crises of homelessness and a lack of affordable housing. Residents have regularly listed the two issues as some of their top priorities, and state lawmakers have focused on affordability as a top concern. But developers have had to navigate a web of different organizations, programs, and agencies as they attempt to break ground on new projects, which continue to drive up the price. Earlier this year, Governor Gavin Newsom also stepped in with a new proposal to help get the situation under control, creating a new state agency specifically dedicated to housing, which is set to get started next summer. But whether this move is just bureaucratic reshuffling or what kind of changes it will bring, that's still up in the air. Ben Christopher is the housing reporter for the nonprofit newsroom CalMatters, which partners with public media stations across the state. He joins us now with more on how this new agency got started and what it hopes to accomplish. Welcome.
Hey, good to be with you.
So just for a little bit of background and context, how complicated is California's housing system as it exists today?
Pretty complicated. Right now, there is a single agency, the Business Consumer Services and Housing Agency. And as you can hear from that title, it's not just housing. These are also the folks who issue business licenses or regulate the issuance of business licenses, the horse racing regulations, cannabis, alcohol. These are all lumped together with housing. And then within that housing, the corner of the agency that deals with housing, if you're an affordable developer, you might be turning to them for direct subsidies, for loans. You might also be looking for tax credits or for bonds that are often paired with those tax credits. And if you're looking for all those sources of financing, you're making multiple applications. Those are all housed in different corners of the state bureaucracy. And so this has been a long time complaint from housing, affordable housing developers and housing advocates. And so this is with the governor announcing that there's going to be this new agency starting next July. This is his effort to try to bring some order to this bureaucratic tangle.
Yeah, that agency that you're talking about is the Business Consumer Services and Housing Agency. It's a mouthful. And as you laid out, it seems
really rolls
to,
off the tongue.
Yeah, right. And it seems to cover a lot. It's kind of like feels like a catch-all. How does it work in practice over the years or decades it's been around?
Well, you know, it's funny. In reporting the story, speaking to housing advocates and looking at past records, this has been a conversation going back decades. I saw a discussion back in 1995 of the idea of consolidating all these different funding sources into one umbrella. So this is not a new idea. And so in practice, there are seven cabinet level agencies. These are, and the secretaries of these agencies are the direct, the highest advisors to the governor. And so the secretary of the Business, Consumer Services and Housing Agency is supposed to be conveying to the governor the policy priorities of all of those different interests. And so I think the idea here is, by having a California Housing and Homelessness Agency, that secretary would be a little bit more solely focused on that one issue, and the governor would be hearing more directly on those issues in a way that conveys, I guess, the priority or the importance of these issues for California.
Hmm. How does California and the way that this is structured, how does it compare to other states?
You know, it's pretty unusual for the different affordable financing operations to be this fragmented. It's hard to put an exact number on it, but most states will just have a single authority where affordable developers can go and apply for support from the state when it comes to developing affordable financing. California has it fragmented between the direct grants and also the lending. And then to make it even more complicated, we have the tax credits and the bonds. And this gets a little bit wonky, but these are really the workhorse affordable financing support systems for a lot of these projects. They are the low-income housing tax credit is through the federal tax code, but it is administered by the states. And in California, this is administered by the treasurer's office, which is a totally separate elected office under the California Constitution. And so not only are these different sources of subsidy divided across the state bureaucracy. They're actually divided between different elected offices. And so that has made it historically a little bit hard for everyone to get on the same page. And so you'll often hear the complaint from affordable housing developers that they're applying for different grants to different programs. Everyone has a different timeline, different requirements. They're not always consistent. And that, aside from just making it more complicated, it can add considerable delay to projects, which ultimately raises the cost.
Did you get an idea? Is there research out there about how this patchwork system works against affordability and makes developing more expensive in California?
Yeah, there was a recent report from the UC Berkeley's Turner Center, which found that every additional source of public financing for that an affordable housing development requires tax on an average of about $20,000 per unit to the cost. And so you can imagine in a state like California, where there are these different programs that require different applications spread out across the state bureaucracy, that that is a contributing factor to the fact that affordable development in California is so unusually high compared to other Western states.
And you mentioned that talks about the argument that this is inefficient, this patchwork system. It's been around for decades. I think it goes back at least 30 years, as you laid out. How did Governor Newsom get the idea to create this new agency specifically to focus on housing issues?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, yes, this conversation goes back to 1995, but I think in 2025, it just, you talk to a lot of people and say, oh, the state of California, known for lots of things, but known in this context for very unaffordable housing, for skyrocketing or very persistently high homelessness crisis, that we don't have a standalone agency. So I think it just seems not intuitive that we would have this. And so I think part of this is just as the state has become more and more unaffordable, as the homelessness crisis has reached into every corner of the state, it has become politically less and less tenable to have housing kind of as an also-ran within the state bureaucracy, even if it is just for symbolism. It is it's notable. And so I think, Governor Gavin Newsom, to his credit, has really focused the state's policy sights on housing in a way that a lot of his predecessors have not. And so this is maybe just a logical extension of that. To the question of like why did it take so long? We've been in an affordable housing crisis for at least a decade. Part of this might just be that there's a certain inertia to this. It's also not the sexiest idea, as I can tell you, as someone who had to actually write about this and try to make it interesting. Reshuffling the state bureaucracy is like not something that you campaign on. And so while the governor has been very aggressive on certain policy initiatives, including those relating to housing and homelessness, perhaps it just took a little while before this rose to the top of his policy priorities. But yeah, to your point, this started back in January when he introduced his budget proposal, and as part of that proposal, said, "Hey, let's create a new agency." Now that the legislature has signed off on it, the gears of state are roaring, are gearing up now, and so we're going to have a new agency scheduled for July 1st of next year.
Okay, so what does this mean for the Business Consumer Services and Housing Agency? What comes of that?
It's getting split up into two agencies. There will be the one dedicated to homelessness and housing, and the other dedicated to everything else. You called it a catch-all. I guess the second one will be focused on consumer services and business licensing.
Was there any opposition to this?
No, not much. I think, and as I was talking to folks about their concerns, particularly in the housing affordability space, there I should say there was some opposition from Republicans in the state legislature just as a matter of funding. But when I talk to affordable developers and housing advocates, I think what I hear over and over again is, that this is an important first step. In fact, I think everyone I spoke to used the term first step verbatim. And so I think there's a feeling that this is an important first step in consolidating these disparate affordable housing funding programs so that it's not quite so much a bureaucratic jumble. But it doesn't go all the way that some advocates want. So, for example, I mentioned that
there's a key split between the governor's office and the treasurer's office. This reorganization does not resolve that. It does create the standalone agency. It puts everything within, there's going to be a new commission within the agency that tries to get all the applications sort of streamlined and coordinated so that they're not at cross purposes and they're all on the same timeline. But the treasurer's office is still going to be operating the tax credit and the bonds. And that's for constitutional reasons. The governor couldn't unilaterally just take those because that's a separate elected office. But I think this does, at least according to the folks that I spoke to, this provides some momentum and a clear message to the various parts of the state bureaucracy that, hey, we really need to start working together. And there are efforts on the way to do that.
Okay. Well, when it comes to the funding portion, how will this be funded? I mean, the state currently, they had to close a deficit to the budget.
Yeah, that's right. So there was a bit of additional funding for standing up this agency. It's not a huge amount of funding in the grand scheme of things. California has, you know, we're talking about $1 billion here, $1 billion there. It's like, I think people call it budget dust. But no, there was a bit of funding, and there was some pushback from the legislature about whether this really was something that the legislature wanted to kick money at, especially when the governor was proposing pretty severe cuts to affordable housing financing, to homelessness supports for local governments. And so there was a final agreement in the budget struck where the governor was willing to restore some of the affordable housing funding, and in exchange, the legislature said, okay, well, we'll fund your new agency.
Okay. So if you're listening to this and you also understand and you live with the unaffordability of California, maybe your rent is high, your housing is high, how would they theoretically, hopefully, see the benefit from this new agency when it launches next summer?
Yeah, it's a great question. The state of California is a big ship, and this is the beginning of turning that ship in a slightly different direction. And so the on-the-ground impact is going to be fairly hard to notice, at least for a little while. But I think the hope, at least among affordable developers and affordable housing advocates, is that this will allow for affordable housing projects to get financed much more quickly, much less costly. And so the end result is that we as a state will ultimately start to see more affordable housing getting built in the communities that need it at a lower cost. And so obviously that would be good. But again, we're talking about a timeline where first the state needs to reorganize its bureaucracy, and then the actual development needs to happen, which can take years. And so we're talking about a long-term change that Californians hopefully will get to benefit from within the next 10 years.
In the last minute or two that we have, this isn't the only significant change that's housing related this year at the state capitol. So as part of the recently passed state budget, California made some big overhauls to CEQA, which will exempt many infill housing projects from environmental reviews. So that's developing residential or commercial buildings on vacant or underutilized land, largely in urban areas. Were these two moves related, creating a new agency focused on housing and then making a significant change to CEQA?
Yeah, I mean, I would say they're different proposals. The CEQA overhaul that you mentioned really applies to market rate and mixed income development. So not a lot of affordable developers and affordable housing will be benefiting from that. Whereas the state bureaucratic reshuffling that we've been talking about is really going to affect affordable developers. But if you ask the Newsom administration, they are really stressing that this is part of all of a piece, that the governor has really made housing a priority in a way that past administrations just have not. And you could say that's because it's just much more unavoidable these days. But I think there's some truth to that claim. So the governor has been much more aggressive at putting pressure on local governments to plan for more housing. He's ramped up a lot of affordable housing subsidies. And then on top of that, he's also pushed for this fairly dramatic overhaul to CEQA and then also making the standalone agency. And so I think it's true to say that Governor Newsom has really made housing a top priority in the way that his predecessors have not, and I guess in a way that is now reflected, is going to be reflected at the cabinet level.
Yeah, right. Because, I mean, when this is up and running, it's July of 2026, he is months away from not being governor anymore and terming out. So is this potentially a legacy project for him as governor?
Yeah, it's certainly one of them, yeah. And the same is true of the treasurer. Right now we have Fiona Ma, but she will be termed out in 2026 too. So it's absolutely true that this new system will largely be governed by, and its priorities will be set by, the future administration.
Ben, as always, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Ben Christopher is CalMatters housing reporter, and we've been talking about a new state agency that will specifically focus on California's affordable housing issues. Up next, local author Jamil John Kochai joins us ahead of a Cap Lit event where actors will be performing his writing. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio, where facts matter and stories inspire. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.